Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good friend Robert Levin with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, our good friend. He's the founder and the publisher of the New York Enterprise Report. It's that magazine that I was telling you about earlier. The brand spanking new print publication that he started in the 21st century. And as I've said, as Dirk Bentley sang in his song, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Rob, are you still asking yourself that question?
I sort of do, but I don't have time to ask myself that question anymore.
Welcome back, Rob. It's good to have you. It's always a pleasure. One of the things that I know you're going through these days is something that darn near every small business out there in the world goes through at some point in time, and that is needing to add salespeople. When the business is growing to the point where the founder can't be the only person selling, they need to be doing something else. They need to be growing the business, capitalizing the business, you know, building the brand, vision, doing the visionary stuff, et cetera, et cetera. They need somebody else to go out there and call on new customers and bring them in. But where do you find these people? How do you find them? What do you do with them when you get them there? That's a challenge, isn't it, Rob?
It's a huge challenge. It's one of them that kind of keeps me up at night. And you know, I've been doing this now with the print magazine for about 4.5 years. You know, keep in mind, I'm not a guy who used to sell advertising, who then decided to start a print magazine. I was formerly a CPA and then a CFO and a CEO. Never really sold anything before. So I had to kind of learn myself, and because of that, I really have a strong belief that I want us sold a certain way, and I'm really particular about that. And I've had successful salespeople come into my office to interview, and despite the fact that they were successful, I would reject them, not because they were bad people, but because I didn't think they would fit in with the way that we sell.
What is that way that you want to sell? What is the angle? Is it that you want your baby handled a certain way?
I think that's part of it. It's also the way we approach the prospect. It's very consultative, which I think is an overused word, because when I interview people, they say they sell consultatively, and then you hear them ask about two questions and then move for the close. That I don't
right.
think is consultative.
Right.
But consultative is really digging in to learn about somebody's business, really understanding that, and then presenting them with the appropriate solution or telling them, hey, I'm sorry, but I don't think we can help you. Which I think we pride ourselves on. We
right.
call it disqualification.
Right.
Because you know, we don't look at ourselves as a magazine company. We're a media company.
Right.
If somebody doesn't really understand and doesn't appreciate the power of branding, but still likes our audience, well, maybe an event sponsorship makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we have to actually help them in the case of somebody who does want to advertise. Maybe we have to help them create not only their message in their ad, but their entire campaign. So, for example, maybe it's something in the ad that's really compelling that drives somebody to their website. Maybe they need something on the website that's very educational, which they can then use to convert somebody into a lead.
And, folks, interchange your products and services with everything that Rob is talking about. Because, you know, Rob, one of the things that I've been saying for a while now, whenever I call on prospects, is I tell them, I'm not looking for business, I'm looking for partners. I want people where we share you know, a vision for how to serve people, and I want to serve them. I want to help them serve their customers. I don't just want a sale. I'm not looking for a transaction. I'm looking for a partner. And when I say that to people, it seems to connect with them.
I think in most cases it does. As a matter of fact, I heard that. I heard that partner word last week. There was an event that we did for a pretty large national bank this year, the attendance surpassed everybody's expectations. Yeah. And I can't, without going into too much detail, the lead conversion hasn't been strong. So we had a call last week to talk about it. Now, number one, I could say, hey, look, I provided the venue, I did the content, and we did the we brought the people in. Mm-hmm. The rest is up to you. And at the same time, they can say, hey, you know what? I'm not too sure if we're getting the return on the investment. But we both said actually used the P word on that call. We both said, Look, we're partners. Let's talk about this. Let's figure out how we can improve this for last year. If I would have sold them a product, just a sponsorship, I think we would have went our separate ways.
Right. That's exactly. There's no question about that. And I like the way you think about that with regard to hiring your salespeople. And I think every small business owner, I think you make an excellent point. Every small business needs to have a gut check on how they feel about their customers. And you know, Rob, there are people out there who are saying, you know what? I'm in a cutthroat business. I got an industry here. Nobody cares about anybody. I just got to get some sales. If that's the way you feel, then that's the kind of folks you need to hire.
Right.
And it's not for you and me to say how people should feel, but about their relationships with their customers. But I think your point is an excellent one, in that if you do feel more connected, like you want to make more of a long-term connection to customers, if you're willing to be a little more patient, hold out for those salespeople who can help you get there.
That's right. And, you know, the ones that that don't work for us can do very well somewhere else. And it, to me, it all comes down to fit.
Right.
It's not just a matter of talent. It's a matter of fit. I'm very particular about the way I manage my sales team. While I try not to micromanage, I want them to make sure they're using the CRM system. I want to make sure that they're calling existing clients.
Tell the audience what CRM is.
Customer relationship management. It's where we input all the information on our prospects and clients, or notes, follow-ups, documents, mm-hmm. et cetera. I want to make sure that all of our clients are getting a call every month, because those are, mm-hmm. by the way, you know, whether you think of them as partners or not, those are your best prospects.
That's right.
I want you to disqualify aggressively so that we're not wasting anybody's time.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, we're doing a really neat project right now with a local company up here called Criteria for Success. That's a sales training firm.
Hold on to that thought.
Sales playbook.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to talk about your sales playbook right after these messages. This is good stuff, folks. This is rubber meets the road stuff that Rob Levin is bringing you, and I'm getting a lot out of it. I know you are, too. 20 after, right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check those out when you get a chance. Rob Levin is our guest. Robert Levin, publisher and the founder of the New York Enterprise Report. And it's an outstanding publication that primarily focuses on the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and the website. Rob, why don't you give that to us?
nyreport.com.
So check that out, folks. It's a great success story in many ways. Rob, you were talking to... Oh, by the way, I want to remind people, is your event in September sold out?
It's not sold out yet. It has sold out the past 2 years, so I'm pretty sure it'll sell out.
And that's September 17th, and they can go to the website and find out more about that, right?
Right, at nyreport.com/awards.
So check that out, folks. It's I'm proud of you for that project, not only for what you do, Rob, but also for the recognition that you're giving small businesses, and just keep up the good work.
Thanks.
What about we're talking about sales training, bringing in the right salespeople? It's difficult, isn't it, Rob? You need to fill a slot. It's difficult to turn a good person down, isn't it?
It is. Again, I'm just so focused on fit, because I know that if I get somebody, whatever their qualifications might be, that I don't think will fit in, and again, those things might be, you know, Are they going to follow a system? Are they going to sell in a consultative manner? Are they self-starters? Or, you know, if they're not going to be doing those things, it's just going to be very uncomfortable for both them as well as myself.
Are you finding yourself hiring newbies and training them, you know, people who are brand spanking new to sales, and you train them the way you want them?
So I must have interviewed this year, let's say after March, I must have interviewed 100 people over the
Wow.
phone. And I ended up hiring recently a woman practically out of college, no sales experience.
Wow.
But I just felt that she was very trainable and she had some natural instincts. And we're training her now.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking about a playbook as we went to the break. Have you developed a playbook?
Yeah, I'm working with a firm up here. I think I mentioned them, a company called Criteria for Success that helps both small and large businesses with sales trainings. And they're helping us with a number of things. They're training this woman, Desta, who we just hired. They're helping our other staff. And then we're also putting together a sales playbook, which is a document. We happen to be doing it online, but you can obviously do it just in a Word document. And it outlines everything that has to do with us and selling. So from the history of the company to the products that we sell, one of the things I'm going to be working on soon is an objections matrix.
Mm-hmm.
and a product matrix. So this will list a lot of our common objections and then how we handle them. This way nobody has to kind of recreate the wheel. It's
right.
Basically, the other term for this is really knowledge management. At least that mm-hmm. was the term 10 years ago, where we're taking everybody's knowledge and we're categorizing it and we're making it accessible to everybody within the company. And the thinking there is, you know, why recreate the wheel every time? And it's really, it becomes, among other things, a document of best practices for sales.
Well, and this is something that is, did they help you with the structure and you fill in the content? Is that the case?
The structure and, you know, maybe we're not too sure where something goes, so they're helping us. They can also interject their own best practices. Who knows if we're thinking of everything that needs to go in.
So they might also contribute to the content a little bit, but this is a way of developing a not only a sales structure, but also a sales culture, a sales philosophy in your company.
Well, I don't know if the document develops it. It certainly supports it. And it's interesting, you know, you said something before about a company that doesn't care about any of that stuff. They just want to go out and sell. And, you know, the mm-hmm. truth is nobody's sitting in a position, even if you look at a company you really admire and you know a lot about the inner workings of the company, nobody's sitting in a position where everything's working the way they want it.
Right.
And, you know, it took me a while to do this sales playbook because I wanted everything to be in place. Do I have the right sales team in place before I do this? Is everybody the right person? And
right.
am I ready to do this now? And I just said, you know what, I can't keep waiting. I just have
to do
it.
I think we'll have that when we get to heaven, Rob.
But I hope so.
Here on earth, it's not like that.
That's exactly right. So I'm tired of waiting. Now's the time to do it. Things don't have to be perfect. In
yeah.
fact, we have an upcoming cover story. It'll be later this year, probably the early part of the winter. Without giving the whole story away, it's about Mark Echo.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Echo is he's a little younger than me. I think he's around 35 years old. He started spray painting T-shirts in his garage in New Jersey. He's now running a company that, if I understand correctly, is doing over $1 billion a year in sales. And this is
wow.
primarily urban clothes, urban-style clothes for people, I don't know, maybe 15 to 25, and again, I may not be getting that right. And this guy is brilliant. And one of the things he said is that he said that in every budget, in every expense part of the budget, you should have a. I'm not going to use the word he said. Why don't we call it an effing up line, a screwing up line, a messing
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was such a brilliant concept. He's like, look, we're never going to get this thing right. If we don't keep trying,
right.
we're just going to stay where we are.
Yeah. Well, you can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And as I say many times on the show, seek excellence, not perfection. And that'll be a story we can look forward to. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Rob Levin, ladies and gentlemen, the New York Enterprise Report. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.